Then Jesus, speaking to them, told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit, but he found none. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I consider it the greatest privilege of my life that God has called me to this vocation, to be a priest in his church. One of the privileges of being a priest, a parish priest, in the church is that you get to walk with people in the parish through the big markers and transition points of their lives. When a baby is born, you get to baptize them. You get to watch children grow up and become young people when you confirm them. You get to marry them as they get even older and see them begin their own families, and the cycle all starts again. If you're in one place long enough, sometimes you even get the privilege to walk with people as they come to the end of their lives and the end of their earthly journey and go and be with the Lord. Through all of this, though, through all of life, all too often, people get sick and they die before their time. Although the church says that it does not teach this, and Jesus directly repudiates this sort of thinking in today's gospel reading, more often than not, when you go visiting a sick person in the hospital in some roundabout way, they will eventually ask me as the priest what bad thing they did in this world, the way in which they lived their life, that God is now allowing them to have this hardship or disease. They look at it as some sort of equation. I must have done something bad, and now I am being punished for it. Although many people think this way, as we will see in a moment when we turn to our gospel for today, this is not how the world works. This is not how God works. Our individual sin does not bring about punishment. Rather, we get sick and there is disease and hardship in this world because the world itself is broken and needs to be fixed. One small example to explain what I'm saying. Many people in today's world get cancer, a disease that just 100 years ago was rare and almost unheard of. And they don't get it because they did anything wrong or committed a sin, but because the whole world has committed a sin. More people get cancer in today's world caused by environmental factors at the workplace, a place in pursuit of worldly profits. You see, it's the world that is the problem, not the person. But nonetheless, many people in today's world still hold to that old idea that when they get sick or something bad happens, that they must have done something to cause this hardship. Let's turn now to our gospel reading to see what is really going on and what our Lord has to say about all of this. At first glance, this is one of those gospel readings that seems very confusing, and we don't really know at all what Jesus is talking about. But if we break it down, Jesus' message is really quite straightforward. Jesus encounters some people, and they tell him that Pilate has killed some people from Galilee, and he mingled their blood with the sacrifices that they had made in the temple. This sounds barbaric to our modern ears, and for a Jewish person at the time of Jesus, this would have been the most sacrilegious thing that they could ever have imagined. Jesus then asks these people who bring this news to him an interesting question. He says, "Do you think that because they suffered, they are worse sinners than all the people of the rest of Galilee?" Jesus answers his own question. He says, "No, but unless you repent, you will perish like they did." Our Lord then moves on to another local event. He says, "What about those people who the tower fell upon? Do you think that they are worse sinners than everyone else living in Jerusalem?" Again, Jesus answers his question. He says, "No, but unless you repent, you too will perish." So what is Jesus really talking about here in the first part of our gospel reading? The first thing that he is saying is that this very common idea that was held at the time and is still held by many today, that the individual sin brings about suffering, is simply not true. In other words, these people who the tower fell on or who were killed by Pilate, this did not happen to them because they were bad people. This did not happen to them because they were being punished for things that they had done in their lives. Our Lord is saying that this old idea is simply not true. But it gets confusing because Jesus says to us all, "But unless you repent, you will perish as they did." You may be sitting there thinking, "But Father Aidan, you just told us that these people are not being punished for their sin. So why is Jesus calling us to repent?" But what Jesus is really saying is that we all fall short of the glory of God. In other words, we all sin. We all make mistakes because we are human beings. We are not better because the tower did not fall on us, or we are not better because we are not killed by Pilate. We are not better because we don't have that disease. What Jesus is saying is that we are all equally sinners, equally human in the eyes of God. So therefore, we must all repent and turn back to him and his ways. One of my big bugaboos or pet peeves about the church and the world is that the word sin has become a negative word. But sin is not a negative word. It is just simply a reality. We are all human beings, and we all make mistakes. We all do things that we should not do. We all fall short of the glory of God, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, in the Bible, we are told that we will all make mistakes. It is simply part of being a human being, like living and breathing. But how thankful can we be that we worship a God who understands that we all make mistakes and embraces us and gives us his love and grace and mercy if we acknowledge them and return to him? That is what the season of Lent is about in the church. We should do this all the time, but Lent is a special season of the church set apart to be honest with ourselves and say, yes, God, I have messed up, and I want to return to you and to live as you would have me live. And every time we do that, Christ is always there to embrace us in his loving arms. That is a roundabout way of saying sin is not a negative thing. It is a human thing, just as natural as anything else. So Jesus calls us to repent in our gospel today, and that is what we are called to do in the season of Lent as the church. The word repent literally means to turn. So Jesus is calling us to turn away from sin and turn towards him and his kingdom and the way that he teaches us to live our lives. The second part of our gospel today sheds a little light about how we might go about doing that. Jesus says, "There's a fig tree planted in a vineyard, but the planter came and found that it was not bearing fruit. So he tells the gardener to cut it down. The gardener says, give me one more year to tend the plant, and if it still does not bear fruit, I will cut it down." In this parable, of course, the planter is God the Father. We human beings are the fig tree, unfortunately, and the vineyard is the world in which we live, and Jesus is the gardener. We are not bearing fruit. But out of his grace and love, Jesus the gardener has come into this world to tend us and work on us, to prune us, to show us the way so that we can indeed bear fruit. Jesus is here to show us the way, to show us how to repent and turn back to him and his ways for the world. We should do this all the time, but Lent is a special time to do this. During the season of Lent, as the church, we let Jesus into our hearts, our minds, and our souls to tend them, so that we can return to him and bear fruit for him in this world. Once the season of Lent is done, we as the church go out into the world, out into the vineyard, filled with the Holy Spirit, to do our Lord's work in the world as his hands and feet. We bear fruit for him. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue on in the season of Lent, open your hearts, minds, and souls, and allow Jesus to come in and to tend them and transform them so that we can bear fruit for him in this world. We are all God's children, equal in his sight, regardless of what we have done or not done. We all must repent and turn to Christ, who in just a few short weeks will meet us with open arms stretched out upon the cross for us. Let us let Christ embrace us in his loving, grace-filled arms and take the next few weeks and repent and turn to him. Amen.